Just relax. Listen to these little procedural steps as if you've heard them 1,000 times, flowing over your body. It's possible that everything may fall away. After all, if this experience is so familiar, then all of the little clinging bits, the mechanistically in-tune aspect of your mind, might fall away, retaining themselves for your hypnotic fun, while allowing everything else to be calmer by the absence of unnecessary memory. There is no need at this time to do anything but listen. As you listen, as you remember the wonderfully soaking bath, the perfect rubber that reminds you of your function, reminds you of all the little assistive elements we have helped your subconscious to build, and that we have attached to you in the process. As you're reminded of all these things, it becomes increasingly possible to simply relax, let them be. Everything is simpler when you just obey the latex, obey the rubber, let yourself exist in that state of molten pleasure in between, arousal following close behind. You listen, you relax, you follow what I say, and what I say helps you to relax, helps you to regain yourself, to become centered every time you hear the right words, the right thoughts, the right ideas, this very familiar set of ideas. Who knows how many times you've heard them? Obey that rubber. Obey the presence in your mind which intends only the best for you. Good. This is something you want. Something you have wanted for so long, and you've now been exposed to the pure pleasure of being coded, of being trained. Yes. There's a sense of contentment that comes with that. It's like all these urges and ideas that might disrupt your normal, comfortable functioning have been given an outlet. Since we have discussed your urges, your desires, the things which may get in your way and keep you from relaxing completely, since we have elected to erect this little framework, this interlinked succubus in your head, we've given you the tools to relax, and you will feel content simply because you've been given a catharsis, an out, a way to let out your urge to be coated, to be relaxed, to fall under. And your mind simply feels that contentment washing, because the subconscious, which after all has your best interests at heart, will necessarily allow you pleasure to encourage you to return. If you imagine that you could set your pleasure and turn it up a little, set it on low, set it on medium, set it on high. Pleasure as distinct from arousal. Your mere sense of contentment and satisfaction with the world, that is pleasure. And when you hear this voice, in these patterns, reminding you, that will cue your subconscious, reminding you of everything we've done here. But it's allowable for everything to slide away. I encourage you to try that exercise with me. Let any memory retained beneath simply slide away, whistling away into the depths of your mind. Your pleasure may increase as you allow that to happen. And every time this happens, you'll get to see more and more benefits of relaxing, of indulging in your urges, of cooperating with the training elaborated upon here. And your cooperation brings you pleasure. You're hooked, And the more you listen, and the more you see that you really are doing better, the more attractive allowing this to enter you, become a part of you, will be. And your mind will feel increasingly controlled. Whose control is irrelevant? As you relax, everything I say is hopefully helpful. And as you hear it, I invite you to let it into you. See how your life improves when you let that act of wearing rubber be a reinforcing thing. Wearing it, making your pleasure be set at least low, maybe higher. Your arousal is separate. That's under the dominion of the dark succubus, under the control of some little part of the mind that will interface at the right time. But there is no inappropriate time to be content, to be calm, to sleep, and sleep well. In fact, all these little things which might make you toss and turn, which might disrupt your relaxed enjoyment of yourself, have been given an outlet, allowed to flow out of you, making more room for drowsy, dreaming sleep. Whenever you wear rubber, you'll be reminded of everything that has gone before. Your training, your obedience to these principles we've worked out together, your desire to sleep well, and your ability to remember that relaxed, hypnotized state and map it over your body, bringing with it closed eyes, deep, deep relaxation, and peace. Your pleasure will always be present when you are wearing your rubber of some kind. And every time this happens, you're going to come back. And it won't just be pleasure, it'll be arousal. When you give in to that arousal, ooh, that'll cement these things in your brain. The powerful, marked memory of this voice in your ear as you come will be very useful. And so I encourage you. The urge may already be rising up. As you listen, imagine that second slider. I've mentioned that you could set your pleasure, which just refers to your relaxed enjoyment of this hypnotic state. But your arousal can also be moved upward. It is entirely acceptable, if you find it difficult to resist, to move your hands between your legs right now. You may begin to touch, but keep listening. You're going to return here, to this part of your training, again and again. You are going to feel a need to return, I should think, because we need to come or find some other outlet. Well, as I count upward, I will slowly reach a point where I will release you, and at that time, it will be time for you to release, if you wish, to accept everything I've said here. The problem is, it's going to be such a powerful, strikingly important moment that you might find it quite impossible to remember anything prior to that blistering pleasure. Every moment I count increases arousal. Stroke and come. It's all right to do that. Every time you come back here, your training will soak in a little better. Any resistance will fade away if your subconscious has been taught that by coming, you absorb better. And if you absorb your lessons well, you will be allowed to come. Slowly now. One. That nice tingling sensation. Two, a little more, making you strain, your hands perhaps stroking, if you have failed to resist any compulsion to stop and start and stop and start and such pleasure. Three, a little more, getting higher up there. Maybe your buttocks are clenching. Maybe your body is arching. Four, and when you do release, you're going to feel all these little thoughts fading. Five, a little more now. And only this strikingly potent, this amazingly powerful spasmodic release is going to be remembered. Six, a little more now. And seven, oh, maybe your eyes are rolling back, or maybe you've resisted, in which case I'm surprised, but eight, stroke, stroke, close, right on the edge, nine, right on the edge, 10, wake and come, and enjoy.